Chapter 65. Research shows that humans die from malaria within 24 hours if the disease is not treated. It's only since 1897 that humans have known that malaria is spread by mosquitoes. Over the last decade, researchers have been experimenting with ways to use genetically modified mosquitoes as part of a much larger vaccination program. The collection of warehouses that Stella Green had visited were the ground zero of this scientific activity, but her death delayed the launch of the program. Until today. The air was thick with anticipation as the group of corporate and government officials from around the world gathered in the main warehouse for the launch of the mosquito vaccination program. The room had been set up for the occasion with a light show and screens displaying a map of the area in Brazil where the program would be conducted. At the center of the room was a large glass tank in which millions of genetically altered mosquitoes were being bred daily. On one side of the room stood a podium where the leader of the program, Dr. Mia Small, a representative of Green Investment Organization, was preparing to give an introduction. She was a tall, imposing figure, with her hair pulled tight in a bun and deep-set eyes. A staunch advocate of the program, she had been invited to speak by the Brazilian government, which wanted to make sure that the initiative was successful. The other members of the group included representatives from the United Nations, the Centers for Disease Control, the World Health Organization, and various other organizations and corporations that had contributed to the project. Dr. Small stepped forward to address her audience. "Ladies and gentlemen," she said, "we are here today to launch a revolutionary program that has the potential to save millions of lives. Through the use of genetically altered mosquitoes, we have been able to effectively reduce the spread of diseases such as malaria, dengue fever, and Zika virus. However, today is the dawn of a new day. Today, we launch the Mosquito Artificial Intelligence Collaboration Program, or the MOSAIC Program." She paused for a moment to let her words sink in. "This is an historic moment," she continued. "We have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of people all around the world. With the right safeguards in place, we can create a world in which diseases no longer pose a threat." Dr. Small then invited the group to take a tour of the facility. As they made their way around the warehouse, they were presented with a variety of different technologies that were being used in the program. These included a robotic arm that sorted the mosquitoes, a machine that analyzed their DNA, and a control center where the data was analyzed and results recorded. After the tour had ended, the group reconvened in a conference room to discuss the implications of the program. Some of the members flagged the risks of introducing genetically altered insects into the environment. Of particular concern were the issues of free will and of individual rights versus the safety of the community. Mia Small argued from a collection of talking points about the rights of all people to live successful lives without having to worry about the costs or limitations created as a result of diseases and viruses. "Today we launch a new era of delivering treatment to millions, possibly billions of citizens around the world. Please join me in welcoming MOSAIC," she declared as she hit a large red button. The resulting alarm caused a number of people in the group to leap nervously in their seats, and then they all watched as clouds of mosquitoes were released into the air.